Isn't the innocence and charm of childhood fascinating and wonderful? In the summer, I often spend my lunch break each weekday sitting outdoors in a certain part of Derby, not far from the city centre. Over the months, I've gotten used to who normally passes by at certain times. During one such lunch break a few years ago, I looked up with a mouthful of sandwich to be confronted with a small girl, who was probably about 5 or 6. She was protesting and sobbing loudly, and her mother was doing all she could to encourage her along the pavement, there right by me. I'd not seen either of them before. My eyes met with the girl's, and maybe because she caught me unawares with a full mouth of food, or she wasn't familiar with beards, she instantly stopped crying and stared at me intensely. The concentration in her moist eyes made her appear to frown seriously. I stopped chewing momentarily and instinctively made a face. She immediately turned away towards her mother, burying her face in her mother's side. Just before the pair rounded the corner and out of sight a few yards away, the girl turned for one last grim stare in my direction. The next day, at roughly the same time, there were no tears or protests, but she still appeared stony-faced as she again stared intensely at me. I raised my eyebrows and tried half a smile. A barely discernible smile flickered across her face, and then one last look before rounding the corner. I've gotten used to her now, and she's gotten used to me. The same time every day, a huge, uncontrollable smile from her. And I'm always ready for her last cheeky look back before she disappears around the corner. I guess she'll soon grow up into a sensible adult who won't dream of smiling at strangers.